Welcome back to the Virtual Live Broadcast. Allison, I thank you so much. You're so delightful, and we look forward to hearing from her every month. She has so much information and brings it forth in such a fun way and informative, too. But, I told you earlier that today I'm concentrating on the positive, on what we can do to lift our spirits, because then we can really move forward in a good way. And not let all of this stuff going on in the world get to us so much. So let me just share a little bit of human feelings that I've been experiencing lately. I've told you all that since we work at home, as many people are now, I look forward to getting out. And before this virus was around, I would just love to go run errands and talk to people and just share their lives, what was going on, just chit-chat and just communicate with people and touch each other's hearts. But with this virus, it's been more of a challenge to do that. I rarely go out. Many of us don't because it's safer to stay at home. But once in a while, you have to venture out and run some errands. So I put on my mask, which I find very hard to breathe through with the heat and everything. But we must do this. And so the other day, I was had to go to the drugstore. And, I find myself, instead of lingering around and just stopping to talk to people, I go into the store and get what I need and get out as quickly as I can. It's like I can't stand to be in that area. And so, when I was at the drugstore, I was walking around and got what I needed with the intention of getting in line and moving on. And the line was very long, and the cashier seemed frustrated, and I felt for her. But then all of a sudden, I was the second one in line, and the man in front of me, who was checking out, just made this cashier laugh out loud, heartily. And he was laughing. He was such a bright spirit that I started to laugh and smile and feel my spirit rise above. And it was like, oh, he's an angel. He's spreading joy in this mundane world of ours that everybody is just so down. And I thought, he's just wonderful. And it just made me feel so good. And after he left, I decided I'm going to pass that on. I looked behind me, and there was a young mother with two little ones. One baby was just crying, and you could tell she was so tense. And I asked her, I said, would you please go in front of me? And I could see, even though she had a mask on, I could see the smile because I could see it in her eyes. They lit up, and she was kind of in disbelief that somebody would do this for her. But I know, like this man passed it on to me, I wanted to pass it on to her. So she did it, and as she left, and it was my turn, she waved and said, thank you so much. And I knew somehow she was going to continue that joyful spirit of kindness somehow, if even being more patient with her children. So who knows? But as I was waiting for her to check out and everything, I turned around and there was a person behind me who was the distance of 6 feet apart, but we got talking. And I thought, how wonderful. You can communicate with people by keeping your space and just opening up. Some people may not wish to talk back, but that's all right. You can just try to do whatever you can to spread a little kindness and see where it goes from there. It's a wonderful thing to feel that you're somehow turning a negative situation into a positive. I know I went home that day and felt better. I felt like, there's hope in this world yet. People are good. If we just get away from the fear and feeling like we have to just watch out for people because of all the germs, let it go and feel that there is a connection, however you can make it. You can find it if you look for it. Another good story I want to tell you about quickly is something I heard just this morning about these two friends that have been friends forever, two men that are probably in their 70s, and it was about 30 years ago, they made a pact that they would someday win the Powerball lottery, And when they did, they were positive they were going to do it someday. They bought tickets every day. And they said when they won, after a handshake, they agreed they would share any money that they won, either one who had purchased the winning ticket. And so it was a miracle. One of the men did win $22 million. And he told his wife, and they were just in disbelief. And then they called a friend who was also married. These two couples were longtime good friends and shared everything in their lives together. And now they shared this abundance that would help them and their families in every way. And the friend, when he called his buddy and said, "I won," he says, "Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you." And he says, "No, be happy for us because you get half." Can you imagine how that deepened the friendship, but how that trust and just goodwill made everybody feel? And, you know, they split it up, and so they both had plenty of money. And somebody asked them, "What do you plan to do with your winnings?" And they said, "Well, we're going to enjoy our families and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and each other and just continue to live in abundance in all areas of our lives." When I heard this, I thought, friendship is more important than anything in this world. If you have dear friends in your life, treasure them. And if you win a lot of money, share it with them. But more important than that, just be there for them. Pick up the phone, call them, and let them know that they're loved. We can all look at the good in this world. It's out there. So what's in your life? Let's see. I will look for the good in my life as well. So it is.